We're doing Sefer HaKabbalah, and we're up to the fourth generation of Tanoim after the destruction. Remember, the first generation was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The second generation were his disciples, Rav Elazar ben Hurkanos, Rav Yoshua ben Hananya, Rav Yosi HaKohen. And then we come to the third generation, which was Rav Akiva, Rav Tarfon, Rav Yishmael, Rav Meir, who initially learned from Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, and then from Rabbi Kiva himself, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. And then we went off on a tangent. We spoke last week a little bit about Bar Kochva, and now we're up to the fourth generation of Tanoim. The Dor Revi, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Aviv Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Remember, the order of the genealogy is Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Shimon. So those are Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the last Nasi before the destruction of the Second Temple. And then four generations later, you have Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel again, who was the father of Rebbe. That's the Rebbe Shimon, the father of Rebbe. Rebbe is called Rebbe Yehuda ben Rebbe Shimon. Uvi Amav, and in his days was Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Ishmael ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Ishmael ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, who is really, Rashi says, the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is called Korcha in order to conceal his son Rabbi Yoshua from the Romans. So they called him Rabbi Yoshua, the son of Korcha, the bold one, which is code for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yaakov ish Kfar Chitai, Rabbi Preida, we know him, Rabbi Pedat, we know him, Rabbi Zcharia ben Akatzav, we've met him, Rabbi Matya ben Charash, him too, Abba Chanin, Plimo, Rabban Shimon ben Yochai, which is interesting. So he puts Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in this generation. Question, why he doesn't put it? Okay, that makes sense, because these are the disciples of Rabbi Akiva. So that's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It's just interesting that Rabbi Meir is in line with Rabbi Akiva, even though he's Rabbi Akiva's disciple. We saw last week he is also in the same generation. So that all works. So Rashbi, he is one of the main Tanaim we're going to encounter in Shas. Rabbi Elazar Kapar, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, who's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's father-in-law. Sumchus, he was Rabbi Meir's disciple. V'arbe milvad elu. Now he left out a prime candidate. He left out Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. He left out Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Those are contemporaries of Rashbi. Throughout the Shas, you have Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Darshin and Taima Dikra or not. Mukta or not. Throughout Shas, Davar Sheinu Mitzkaven, Lachar Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. The prime two Tanoim throughout Shas who argue are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eloi. Plain Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Yehuda is in the generation of Rabbi Meir.
I think Rabbi Yehuda is the same generation as Rashbi, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. These are all disciples. These are the last five disciples of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, and I don't remember who the fifth was. I don't know. Don't remember. So, I don't know who he chose to list and who he left out. It's strange that he leaves out Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, because in one place the Gemara calls it the generation of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. The Gemara seems to give him a position of leadership. The Romans established him as Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom. He's the first speaker, the first orator. I don't know why he left him out. He says a lot of the people we mentioned stand two or three generations because of their longevity. That's why you find them in the Talmud with numerous generations. Rabbi Meir was of Rabbi Akiva's generation, and he was still around in the generation of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Shayam nador avi, that's the fourth generation. Shayar Rabbi Shimon zeh nasiv, Rabbi Natan av betin, kmo shemfrash besof oriyot. That's a generation where Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was nasi, Rabbi Nosson was av bezdin, and that's the famous story in the Gemara and Horios, where they instituted a new procedure to give strength to the nasi. And Rabbi Nosson wasn't present, and Rabbi Meir wasn't present. And then Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Meir decided to make a mutiny, to rebel against Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And then they were kicked out of the academy. There's a whole story in the Gemara in the end of Horios. So he says that was this Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So that's the fourth generation. We'll pick up here tomorrow night, Bezachim.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.